Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bird Show.
All right, I want to go back to this Nikki Hilton story.
Now, we were telling you yesterday that Nikki Hilton's former best friend was absolutely shocked to hear that she married this guy, Todd Meister, because she had been engaged to him before. She is a 19-year-old Charlotte Friend, and she was reportedly beside herself at the news because she dated him for 2 years, and he even proposed to her last March, but I guess she felt she was too young, so she broke off the engagement because she was 19 and he was 30. But anyway, yeah, so he had been engaged before marrying Nikki Hilton. He's 31 now, and Nikki Hilton is 20.
It's the engagement part, really. It's not the age thing. I mean, there's so many different things to focus in on this,
right,
on this couple and this relationship. But the one that interests me here is the former engagement. Now, I know for me, if I was dating somebody that had been engaged one time before and the engagement broke off, not a big deal, okay? But what I want to know is, if you're dating somebody and they've been engaged more than one time, does that send you a big old red flag once you start dating them? 404-741-1005. Oh. Or would you be like, not a big deal? I'll give you an even worse case example. One of my really good friends out in San Francisco, Tony, has a sister named Dee Dee who's been engaged now 3 different times before she got married. She finally pulled the trigger on the 4th one. But she was engaged 3 times, and they broke, all of them broke off before the actual wedding.
Did she break them off each time?
She broke them off each time. So I'm asking
the
you guys.
The detective has found a clue.
If you guys found out you were dating somebody that had been engaged more than one time, would you break off the relationship knowing that chances were pretty good once you got engaged they were going to ask you anyway? 404-741-1005.
I think from a, like, in, if the guy had been engaged a lot and I was in that relationship, it goes back to the feeling, being, you know, the wanting to feel special.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have a hard time because I'm thinking he has been that close to that many women that he's proposed to them, that when he gets to me, like, it just, I don't know, it would, I think it would throw up a red flag, you know?
Is it possible that women that are engaged more than one time have the same feeling that they do, like those women that we know that love the feeling of planning a wedding, like J-Lo?
Right, but J-Lo just actually gets married.
Right, she gets married and has enough money to blow where she can spend all that cash on a wedding and it doesn't matter to her.
Right.
But isn't there like a whole different set of feelings when everybody's coming up to you, congratulating you on your engagement, let me see the ring, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, you're the center of attention. When you're the bride and you're engaged for a year, you are... you're the center of attention of all conversations.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's by, like, the third time, isn't it kind of like,
you're
oh,
the
here sketch. She is again.
Yeah, could be. But I think it's that they probably love the excitement of the whole thing because it is so exciting. And you walk into a party or a group of friends and everybody wants to know about you and what's going on with you and what's going on with the wedding and all that stuff. So they must just want to repeat that and repeat that and repeat that.
Shannon says wouldn't bother her. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey.
No, I don't think it would bother me. My idea would be if that person was dating the other person for a long period of time and then maybe they broke it off, you know, several relationships. But I think that would be better that they got out of a relationship before they got married as opposed to, like, getting divorced.
Wouldn't you be a little skeptical, though? Let's say, Shannon, you're dating Jeff over here, right? You guys go out.
Hi.
That's disturbing enough.
Yeah.
I'm already challenging your character.
That's cool.
All right, so you and Jeff are going out, and you know in his past that he's engaged. He was engaged to three different women.
Hi.
And he proposes to you. Do you take that proposal serious, or are you like, chances are pretty good this is never going to end up in a marriage?
No. I would take it serious. I think I would. I mean, because each relationship is different. I really believe that. I really believe each relationship is different, not necessarily how many times he was engaged to someone else.
Oh, I'd be red flagging that thing.
And then also you have to wonder why he is so ready to get married. Like some, I don't know. Because sometimes if I see a guy be married and then, well, of course, this is marriage and then divorce and then marriage again. But sometimes if a guy can't be alone and he needs a woman in his life, and I would just wonder what my role would be in his world. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've learned, though, that we can keep you all in a relationship for a long, long time without actually getting engaged.
Yeah, but you're right, though. I think Melissa's right. I think that does throw up red flags. Like, what role am I going to play? Am I going to be his mommy? Does he want somebody to mommy him?
Need somebody to cook for him, clean for him?
Does he need somebody to do his laundry? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what is he looking for here if he's looking for it in every single woman that he's been with and, been engaged three times?
Hey, Charity.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I've been engaged 5 times, which I say so-called engaged. And I tell every time somebody asks me if blah, 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 if you don't have a ring, you're really not engaged. I've been proposed to, but I never got a ring till my husband gave me a ring. So it was the thing where I don't want her to leave. I want us to be together. So let me go ahead and tell her I want to marry her. And then it'll prolong the relationship, like kind of like what Bert said. But they feel like if you say you're engaged, it's like, okay, yes, we're finally going to do it. And then, eventually I'm like, okay, I don't have time for this. I don't have a ring. You're not showing me anything. I'm gone. And so I don't. It really depends on the situation. I don't think there's something wrong with the person because I don't think there's anything wrong with me. It's just the men I got with every time is like, well, I don't want her to leave. She's talking about she don't want to be in a relationship, so I'm gonna propose to her without a ring. Your broke behind didn't really want to marry me anyway.
So is your husband number 5? Is that the 5th guy?
Yes,
that okay,
yes.
All right.
And
but
he came when he did propose. We weren't even together at the time. He came with the ring and everything. And I was like, oh, this is real. Okay. So I got my cousins, my sisters, and everything. Like, he proposed, but he didn't give me a ring. I said, girl, he don't want to marry you.
Yeah, to me, that's the definition right there.
I don't even care if it come out of bubblegum machine.
All right, Charity, thanks for calling.
Bye.
See you later.
The Bird Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.